Wilbur's Boast, page 218 to page 220. Wilbur is the smallest piglet of the litter. He lives on Mr. Zuckerman's farm. Lurvy is the farm worker who feeds and looks after him. All Wilbur wants is to play with Fern, Mrs. Zuckerman's 8-year-old daughter, and to make a web like Charlotte the Spider can. A spider's web is stronger than it looks. Although it is made of thin, delicate strands, the web is not easily broken. However, a web gets torn every day by the insects that kick around in it, and a spider must rebuild it when it gets full of holes. Charlotte liked to do her weaving during the late afternoon, and Fern liked to sit nearby and watch. One afternoon, she heard a most interesting conversation and witnessed a strange event. "You have awfully hairy legs, Charlotte," said Wilbur, as the spider busily worked at her task. "My legs are hairy for a good reason," replied Charlotte. "Furthermore, each leg of mine has 7 sections: the coxa, the trochanter, the femur, the patella, the tibia, the metatarsus, and the tarsus." Wilbur sat bolt upright. "You're kidding," he said. "No, I'm not, either." "Say those names again. I didn't catch them the first time." "Coxa, trochanter, femur, patella, tibia, metatarsus, and tarsus." "Goodness," said Wilbur, looking down at his own chubby legs. "I don't think my legs have 7 sections." "Well," said Charlotte, "you and I lead different lives. You don't have to spin a web. That takes real legwork." "I could spin a web if I tried," said Wilbur, boasting. "I've just never tried." "Let's see you do it," said Charlotte. Fern chuckled softly and her eyes grew wide with love for the pig. "Okay," replied Wilbur. "You coach me and I'll spin one. It must be a lot of fun to spin a web. How do I start?" "Take a deep breath," said Charlotte, smiling. Wilbur breathed deeply. "Now climb to the highest place you can get to, like this." Charlotte raced up to the top of the doorway. Wilbur scrambled to the top of the manure pile. "Very good," said Charlotte. "Now make an attachment with your spinnerets, hurl yourself into space, and let out a drag line as you go down." Wilbur hesitated a moment, then jumped out into the air. He glanced hastily behind to see if a piece of rope was following him to check his fall. But nothing seemed to be happening in his rear. And the next thing he knew, he landed with a thump. "Oomph!" he grunted.